But it's Klaus Klaffenbach and Dan Sale who have done it again. Two wins for Claffey last year and a win already this time for Claffey this year at TT 2011. And for Daniel Sale, it is a magnificent seven TT victories and Dan's 10th visit to the podium.
The gloves just get thrown off and into the thing. Conrad Harrison is confirmed third with John Holden in second. Klaus, that is the hat-trick. Congratulations, sir. That meant a lot when you came in here. Big arm pump for you, a bit of emotion.
Yes. Oh, that was great. It was even a great racing on the track, so it's not just against the time. We was racing against each other, and it was great. Absolutely.
You and John, were you passing each other all the way around?
Yeah, we had about four times he passed me over, and I took him back, so because I knew he must go fast because I couldn't get away from him, so tried as much as possible.
You caught him up nice and early, though, didn't you? Very early.
Yeah. That was good. That was the secret, I think, yeah.
Conrad Harrison just tried running it over there. And what about your passenger? Spot on?
Spot on, absolutely. Mega.
And what about your feeling when you were driving up the return road and past the Manx Gas Hospitality there? Big shouts there?
Yeah, big cheering. Absolutely mega, yeah.
Claffey, well done.
Thank you.
Mega, how is that then? A Claffey, a bit of emotion from him.
That one sort of takes us back a couple of years.
Go on.
You know, we were me and Molly and Nicky and all scrapping together.
Caught each other on the road, is that what it was like?
Well, sort of, yeah. We knew when we caught them. And then the boards told it was him. We thought, well, all we got to do is sit in front of him and save the engine. But he was trying and we're passing each other. It was mega fun, like.
Were you not worried that you two scrapping it up would make somebody else, like, catch you up? Or did you get good boards?
No, we're getting good boards all around. You can't knock our pit boarders. Like, they do a mega job. And Martin Marlowe, he sorted a few boarders out for him. So we had loads of info coming in. And it was dead good fun, like, swapping places here, there, everywhere. And he'd Claffey go a bit quicker and then he'd slow off again, then he'd come back past, he'd go a bit quicker. It was mega, absolute mega. Good to watch as well. Like,
what about you and Andy having a bit of a joke and a laugh at each other, were you, when you were past?
Waving at each other up the mountain and all and pulling funny faces and that sort of stuff.
What are you like, you pair? But more importantly, it doesn't matter what speed it was at, it's another race win for you guys, because this is the year for you guys. You've still got another race though, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's it now, and first race out of the way, and it's all pressure off, isn't it? Just go and enjoy yourselves on the second one. It was a bit of a gamble, to be honest. We put the engine in last night and we didn't know what it was going to do, and it seemed stronger, and we geared it, and it was undergeared, to be honest. It needed a bit more on it, but happy days though.
Well done, Dan.
All right, cheers. Thank you.